right now, ladies and gentlemen, he's not weighed down. He's going to wade into the holiday weekend. He's going to work on his movie. He's going to go to the lake. He's going to come back from the lake. And the next time we hear from him won't be till Tuesday. Good morning, Pat.
That is right. And nothing has changed. Everything pretty much is the same as we have been touting since Monday. Another beautiful day today, sunny at 80, clear tonight, mid-50s, sun and clouds, low 80s Saturday. Then it changes. Turning cloudy, more humid, showers will develop Sunday afternoon in the low 80s, showers and a thunderstorm on Monday, mid-70s, and lingering showers in the 70s on Tuesday. So there you have it, Marshall.
And now, is the humidity going to be around on Monday and Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. And what then, the showers and thunderstorms we get will be pop-up variety, not like an all-day, like, shower type of condition?
Not on Monday. Monday, it's definitely going to be on and off all day.
Okay.
Yeah. So Monday looks pretty drippy.
Oh, well, it was a beautiful day yesterday, the vintage car parade.
Yeah.
So zipped through our area towns. And you couldn't have asked for a better day. There was no humidity. It was just an unbelievable day to sit out and wait for the cars to come and go by. It was perfect weather for that. And then, of course, They had the big get-together in Falls Village after that, where all the cars line up and people can see them, talk to the drivers, and then have fun, food, and frivolity. And it really was a beautiful evening.
Yeah, and likewise today and tonight. You know, so again, you know, you have yesterday, today, Saturday, there's 3 days there that are beautiful. That could have made the perfect Labor Day weekend, but the timing is wrong. What else is new?
Well, you know, and also this morning, it was 47 degrees. I had to put my air conditioner in a fan. But it wasn't that bad. I still wore my shorts and wearing my polo shirt, so it really wasn't that bad.
No, but it's cool, and you know, you could definitely tell that the month has changed, and now we're in September.
Well, you can it's when I lived in Maine that one year, I remember spending July 4th on the Kennebunk River with some friends, and enjoying just a beautiful day. I said, this is really the life. And one person turned and looked at me and goes, just understand this. On Labor Day, the state moves 600 miles north.
He says, right.
Without fail, he says, on Labor Day weekend, it's a totally different scenario. 600 miles north.
Yeah.
So I had a friend this morning, not a friend that I know, but a listener, check in, Calvin Kendall. He's in Sebago Lake, Maine, this morning. So he checked in this morning, and it was a little nippy there. Just a little nippy. But yeah.
Right. What's a little nippy?
What?
What's a little nippy?
I don't know. I didn't actually get a temperature from him. I just checked in from there, but let's see here. See if I can find. Here we go. Their projected high today, believe it or not, is
72.
Yep. And so right now it's 40, so right, that's right about the same, 47, 48 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny when you type in Sebago Lake, Maine, the first things that come up aren't the National Weather Service, the readings are like, the water temperature comes up. Of course, when you go to Sebago Lake, you obviously want to be on the lake. So the first thing that pops up is the water temperature. I bet you that's really not great. Like here, a lot of people who have pools say it is one of the... their pools heated up so much they didn't even have to use the heater.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
This year. I didn't even have to use the heater because once the water got warm, that was it.
It stayed warm.
It stayed warm.
Yeah, well, the temperatures across Long Island, the Sound and Montauk and the South Shore are in the low and mid 70s. So the water is really warm and goes to show you because one of the disturbances overnight became Tropical Storm Danielle in the north central Atlantic. 70 mile an hour wind, soon to become the first hurricane of this season, but it's moving out to sea. So no problems from Danielle.
Yeah, and Sebago Lake, Maine is in the southern portion of area of Maine. So
right.
That's why. And pretty close to the Vermont and New Hampshire border. All right, enough about Sebago Lake. So now you've got a pretty busy weekend to set up. It's not really a holiday weekend for you.
No. Tomorrow when I head up to the lake, I'll be, getting everything set up and ready to shoot. We start shooting on Sunday, so we'll shoot Sunday. And then we don't have any shooting on Monday. And depending upon the weather, we'll do one of two things. I'll either come home Sunday night, or I will be coming home early, early Monday.
I bet you come home Sunday night.
It depends. You know, if I'm too tired to drive, I'll just stay there Sunday night and come home Monday morning.
All right. And any final updates on your plans for the addition and the?
Oh, that was a big. That's really bumming me out. I got a. My contractor sent me an email that he got from the town. And he had resubmitted the plans, just saying that we're extending the cabin out 8 feet to basically just extend the cabin as, quote, more room, closet space. The health department, two of the people from the health department have questions, and they still haven't issued the permit, and they're waiting for my contractor to call them. So he called the inspector, Tom. And he's waiting to hear from the inspector, but he shook his head and he said he has never, ever seen a runaround like this before.
Somebody must have ratted you in on something up there.
I don't know. I do not know, but I'm just not happy about it at all. So, obviously, no work is getting started until the stupid town gives the permit.
Wow. Well, hopefully it'll be ready. Hopefully it will be ready for your first weekend up there next year.
I think that's more likely.
Yeah. Well, you can leave that money in the bank, gain some interest on it anyway. I'm giving you the bright side.
Thank you. You're right.
But you know, something else will probably come up, and you'll spend it anyway.
Right.
But at least you'll keep it in the bank, and you'll get some interest. But then, of course, a year from now, prices on everything might be higher.
Right, and I don't look for interest to be higher, so.
All right, so now you're not working Monday. What's the schedule for the weekend and Monday?
Well, it's the normal schedule for the guys.
Okay.
The two of them, and Monday is Dan Henry.
Okay.
And, there'll be no lives, but he'll be filing all his reports on Monday.
All right. Now, I want you to have a good weekend, Pat. Don't overwork.
I want you to do the same.
Don't overwork yourself.
Don't I'll try not.
Crack the whip with all your actors that are out there. Make sure they know their lines.
This is the last time. You're right.
All right. All right. For the last adventure of the movie maker. All right, pal.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, you do the same. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast.